Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'll try to be very brief and shortening my intervention. I would say at the very beginning that I fully support what was just said by the distinguished representative of the European Union and the European Commission. More or less in 100%. However, I would like just to raise the issue to you, Mr. Chairman. I know it's not maybe the best time and the best forum because it's a purely legal issue regarding some formulations. I will be able to live with the text which is shown on the screen, except one sentence. The sentence which includes the name of the country, one only, and I don't know why this country is mentioned and not the others. Do we have any credentials from this country to mention its name? And I would like just to emphasize that our meetings are open for the UN members, and I don't have to convince you, because all of us know that especially China have the special good conditions to be informed what's going on in the sustainable transport division of the UNECE. So I cannot accept the concept that probably they were not informed and they didn't know what's going on, because they knew. Same comment regarding the organization. We can mention a very well-known, very good one, active organization as the OSJD is, while at the same time there are the other organizations as well, and we do not mention them. So they were not limited in the opportunities and possibilities to take part in our deliberations, discussions, negotiations, whatever works, especially during the more than last 10 years. So they had, I think, quite sufficient time to express their points of view. So giving this justification, Mr. Chairman, I would kindly ask you to consider to delete the sentence which I will read, and you know what I'm referring to. In the middle of the paragraph 24, the Russian Federation also stressed that it would be important to know the position of China to the development of URL, and that it was unfortunate, sorry, I don't see precisely, that more OSJD member states had not participated in the work of the group of experts. If you need, I can develop my justification why, but I think that the main points of my approach is clear enough. And it's my question, do we use such a formulary in another document? I've never met it working for the UN for well over 30 years. So thank you very much.